It's been about a year since new fighting broke out in the African nation of South Sudan. It wasn't long after that that a refugee of the region saw his work in the war-torn country destroyed. WRVO's Ryan Delaney spoke with the former lost boy now living in Syracuse to see how the rebuilding efforts are going.
John Dow is a man that perseveres, and the staff of his foundation on the ground in South Sudan is no different. Since the rural Duke Lost Boys Clinic was destroyed in March by rebel fighters, the medical team has fanned out to keep working.
So right now, we are operating three places. We are reaching so many people that we have not reached before.
Dow, forever optimistic, sees the positives in the situation.
So you see, without destruction, without that ransacking, I mean looting and everything at the clinic, we would have never been to other places. So this is so funny.
South Sudan is the world's newest country. It was carved out of the Sudan after decades of deadly civil wars between the north and south. Millions of young boys, Dow included, became wandering refugees. They were later named the Lost Boys. Dow settled in Syracuse and opened the health clinic with the help of local donors and medical professionals. But last December, infighting between political leaders sparked a new war in South Sudan. Reaching peace has been an arduous process. Dow says he's trying to raise $400,000 to rebuild the facility. That construction can start, he says, when peace returns to the country.
That's a part of humanitarian. What is humanitarian anyway? It's a sense that you work, help other people, but if something happened to it, you do it again.
He says then they'll work to build a second clinic in a different part of South Sudan, the region home to the ethnic group that destroyed his first clinic. I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.